Hello and welcome to The Authority of Love. I'm your host, Greg Williams, and joined again on this Wednesday for Women by our co-host, Adia Wooshner from Kentucky Right to Life. Thanks for joining us again, Adia.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, and we have a lot in store as today is the last day before the veto, right? So we're going to be talking about a lot of those things. Prayer, I want you to start with a prayer that comes from the name of a song. I don't know if it's the same song, but it comes from a song, and you want to share that with it because there's a lot going on.
It's a song both of us like. Yes. We're not going to sing it. We may try that sometime, but right. But as we thought about, you know, Father God, as we come to you in prayer, Lord, and we bring the members of the Kentucky General Assembly, mm-hmm. It has been a long session. They will end their voting today and then go into the veto days, and we pray also for the governor as he starts to look at those pieces of legislation that, God, you'll move his heart with wisdom and with courage to make some decisions that he may not always make. We just pray and lift him up, lift up the members of the Kentucky General Assembly, House and Senate, but also for the Supreme Court who began hearing yesterday the issues on the FDA and ruling on the Walgreens and CVS wanting to promote and sell and give these abortion pills at their facilities. So we lift up all of these men and women, and we really do turn to you alone, Christ. And the words of this song just touch my heart. And in Christ alone, our hope is found. In Christ alone, our joy is found. In Christ alone, our light is found. In Christ alone, our peace is found. In Christ alone, our strength is found. In Christ alone, I will trust and believe. In Christ alone, we have the blessed assurance of eternity. In Christ alone, the greatest news to receive. Lord, we just place all these before you and place them in your hands and ask our listeners to continue to pray for these issues. We ask all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And no better week. It's never a bad time to pray. It's always a good time. But no better week than this week that we're in the middle of right now, which many call Passion Week or Holy Week. And I think I've got a call coming in from your friend and mine, Dave Holdsworth, but we'll get to that later. Okay. I'll get back to him on that.
He might want to be on the air with us today.
Exactly.
You know?
We'll work that out sometime. But it's Passion Week, as many call it, or Holy Week, as many call it. And that reflects on basically John 12 through 20 in Scripture, that last week, and it's chock full of so much that the Lord had to say before he went to his final death and then his resurrection. So we want people to be aware of that. And I'm going to say one more thing and then pitch this to you, Adia. 656 days since Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Amen.
And now 603 days since the last legal abortion in Kentucky. Of course, we're dealing with these chemical abortions too now. So
much of that coming in illegally into the state.
Right.
Things that we still
we
need to work on, pray on, and a lot of awareness. Yeah.
But it is our final day, right, before the veto period. There's a lot still to do.
There's a lot of work to, and we're going to talk about that in the General Assembly. But when you talked about those days, a report just came in, and it does break my heart. Here we are. We've had the highest number of abortions in the United States, looked at 1 million. It's by Guttmacher in all these years. So the numbers have increased. People are racing out to other states, other areas where abortions are legal. Chemical abortions, we've gone from 51, 53, 55% to 63% of the abortions that are done medical, chemical. I don't like to call them medical. They're not. There's nothing about taking the life of a child.
Right.
But much work to be done there because of the post-Dobbs confusion, the confusion that's left our culture so wounded after 50 years of what they thought was, you know, people just thought if it was legal, it was a right. So we have a lot of work to do there.
Yes.
And like the session, the General Assembly's been chipping away at some very positive things while we have laws protecting the lives of unborn in this state. There's still so much we need to do, and that's where we are in this session.
Absolutely. And so with that said, we've been talking about several of these. Some of them maybe don't look as good. We're going to continue to pray, though. There's great things happen when you pray. Some of them are on the verge of getting passed. Share with our listeners which ones they need to be aware of.
The General Assembly's done a lot of work. I mean, they still they're in conference committee hammering out still the details of the budget.
Right, in that budget,
the Senate added money for pregnancy care centers. So
wow,
we're hoping
that's
that
a praise. That's a praise.
We're hoping
that
stays in as they hammer things out on the specifics. So there was some money there on that issue. But what happens, and I talked about this last week, the bills start to kind of, we call more for get changed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We run out of time. And so last Thursday evening, Senator Meredith had a Senate Health and Family Services meeting. House Bill 10 was being held there.
Okay.
And so they, which was the Momnibus.
Right, right, Momnibus
bill. And maternal care, and has mental health care for moms, and perinatal care and hands program. Well, we're running out of time on the palliative care bill. So Senator Meredith, who is the Senate chair of that committee, he can put a Senate committee sub on there.
Uh-huh.
So he took the palliative care bill.
Right.
And the Safe Haven Baby Box bill that would put the notification in the schools.
All these are connected.
Yes. Right.
So
right.
Easy to do that.
He put those, they're germane, we call it.
Right.
So
right.
He put those on House Bill 10.
Okay.
So what we need now in these final moments is we need, even calls coming in now.
Yes.
That House Bill 10 will pass with the full committee subs.
Right.
Senate committee subs.
So we get Safe Haven.
It was on consent
perinatal.
And a Democrat took it off.
Okay.
You know, filed an amendment against it. So we're still waiting for that. Again, House Bill 10 with all the committee subs.
Right.
Another bill that changed or morphed, as we call it, was an end-of-life bill that we did. And we did it that same day in the committee. And we put the most medical scope of treatment for end-of-life provisions. We put that onto House Bill 174.
Okay.
So now those two are married together. So we want calls and support for 174 in the Senate as amended by the Senate committee. So.
Okay. Again, valuing life from conception until natural death,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's what all of these are about. That's in line that we're a ministry here, love and lordship, the authority of love. That's in line with God's word.
It is.
There's
and
no
it's,
exceptions
it's
for
the work
that.
We've done.
That's
we,
you all have been never, doing
yes.
exactly right.
And the medical scope of treatment just makes sure that as patients are making and families are making these decisions, they're clarifying them. And it goes along with a living will or medical
right.
proxy.
Now, there's a couple
one,
others,
we
right?
Another, we have another bill.
Okay.
Now,
okay,
that's
thought,
over
right.
in the... It's a Senate bill that's in the possession. We call it in possession of the House.
Okay, right.
Okay, these are House... Those were just House bills in possession of
that
the Senate.
That means it's passed
it's
the
passed
Senate,
the
right?
Senate,
now the House is
now
considering it, right?
Now it's over in the Senate. And that bill is Senate Bill 174. No, I'm sorry. Senate Bill 74.
Right.
Bill 74 is now in the possession of the House. What we've added to that is our friend Baby Olivia. Baby
yes.
Olivia hasn't made it through the House with
yes.
to get over to the other side soon enough. So it will be amended with a House floor amendment.
Okay. To be added into SB 74, basically.
Yes. Senate Bill 74.
So people are seeing this as important.
Very important.
That's why they're working on
yes.
it.
Yes.
Right.
So
right.
at the last minute. So we need calls on Senate Bill 74. Those calls go to the House. As amended with Baby Olivia. Everybody
mm-hmm.
knows the name Baby Olivia.
Right,
so we
right. That's the education bill where people literally see
yes,
life developing in the womb.
So what mm-hmm. happens is the bills pass out, they've been changed, and then it's called concur. You know, does the House
right,
concur
right.
with the changes or the Senate?
Okay.
So we, those are really important. There's been so much important work done. I you know, the... of course, school choice, which will be on the ballot amendment. We don't always talk about that, but so many bills... medical conscience bills still out there churning. There's a lot of bills that they're going to get called for other our
mm-hmm.
other family, pro-family
mm-hmm.
agencies. You've spoken about them on your show, but
right.
there's in these last moments, there's still a lot of work to
right.
be done.
Right, and there's one other. I know we talked about it before we went on air, recorded this for air. SB 110, the child support from conception. Where is that?
Well, now that's in possession of the House, but it
Senate
it has,
bill that's in possession
yes,
of the House. Okay,
Senate Bill 110. And that one has been assigned to Judiciary Committee. So there's still time. You know, they're going to vote it out of Judiciary and get it to the House for a vote and send it back to the Senate.
Right. And tell us again, we haven't talked about that a lot in the last couple of weeks.
Well,
what does that do?
It really recognizes that upon, you know, affirming that this was the father, that there's a responsibility for this child
right.
before birth, you know, especially
yeah.
for single moms. So it's very, very important.
I mean, when that mom goes in the hospital, she's going in there for care for both of them.
Or what
right?
if she, what if her pregnancy is she maybe has hyperemesis, she's very sick
mm-hmm.
and she can't work, you know, there's a joint responsibility for the child and for the mom
yes.
at this time. So
yeah.
hopefully that bill should be moving and getting.
Good, good.
And why do we
excellent.
Want them to get them done before veto is to protect them if they were to go, you know, the bills are then sent to the governor to sign.
Uh-huh.
But if he vetoes them or X out, then when they come back, those last 2 days in
right.
April when they come back, there's time to do what we call veto override.
Override, right.
So we've got to get
right.
those through this last
right.
day.
So we've
today
asked.
Is critical.
Yes. And we've asked all along, please pray.
Yes.
And act. You know, faith without works is dead, James says, the half-brother of Jesus, in James 2:26, I believe it is. So we need to pray. That moves heaven and earth, but then it also should move us to act on that. call about these. Call your senator, your representative,
that
copy it to the House, right?
Saying, yeah. 800-372-7181.
Right. That's please the legislative line.
It's not too late. So
now, that's the best place to do it now. We're this close to the end, right? Just have people go directly there.
Right. And if you're again, we've said the numbers, but, you know, call that number. If you're driving, pull over, make a phone call, yep. You know, because they're going in and out of hearings today. Yes. It's very, very important.
And they're going to take that seriously. So appreciate that. We want to wrap up today with just a reminder that this week, tomorrow will be, many people call it Maundy Thursday.
Yes.
And Jesus was in the upper room and washed the disciples' feet.
Think about, sometimes I've thought about that. Oh. I was at a little church one time and many, as a child, and I saw this, it was a little Christian church in Louisville, and I saw the pastor come down with this pitcher of water and call people up to wash their feet, you know, and I just remember thinking, oh, Jesus did that. And then on a Good Friday.
And he knew every one of them would abandon him.
Yes.
He washed their feet anyway.
He knew.
That's
he knows our
true
hearts.
Love. And by the way, I say in our book, The Authority of Love, that's when you're in true kingdom authority.
Yes.
He literally got up from washing their feet and talked about, you know who I am. I am the authority. This is what it looks like.
And today you're going to do
this. This is what it looks like. Yeah.
Before,
yeah.
Yes.
If you will do it, you'll be blessed. And then Good Friday. Well, we know that.
And, as a child one time in this little church, they had a basket, and the basket had, I think they were probably rusty railroad ties.
Oh, yes.
But they handled, and I remember sitting there as a child holding that nail, that, and it's always stayed with me. I mean, I kept it for many, many years, but, you know, and then we go to the resurrection, you know, to overcome.
Praise the Lord.
But
that is the
covenant of love.
Yes.
You're down through
the
history of the church, God so many times, you know, in our Judeo-Christian faith, made a covenant with his people.
Yeah. A blood always required
blood, the sacrifice
blood. Yes,
of a perfect lamb, a perfect sacrifice. But then at the end, he loves us so much, it is his very son to overcome that covenant of love.
The perfect
lamb. Yes.
The perfect lamb of God. And by the way, the covenant
of
blood.
There's another song I like, Lamb of God.
Oh, yes. Oh. And by the way, it was those on the other side abhor blood when it is done for the sake of life. But that's what every covenant of God does.
Yes.
It brings life. So I know you wanted to finish off, and I think it's a great idea. We've got a little bit of time. Would you read through part of that again, the song you started with, and then I'll close us out.
Just at the end, you know, we're reminded again that we were dead in our sins. Yeah, we were in the grave.
Yes.
Yet repentance, he called our names. In Christ alone, through his death on the cross and dying, we deserved the death for our sins. But he spared us that spiritual death. He spared us that death. In him alone is his resurrection. It is the promise of being transformed, to be like Christ, to shine like him. That is our only claim. We just pray as we close out the show today, I just pray for all of those that are listening that the last few days as you lead to this Resurrection Sunday and Easter Sunday, that we're an Easter people.
Yes.
And are an Easter people. So
we are a Good Friday and an Easter resurrection people. That's exactly right.
Yes.
We can't have one without the other. So as we close out, Adia, thank you again for reminding our listeners of that. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day and a great Passion Week, Good Friday, and Resurrection Easter Sunday in our risen Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Now, stay tuned at 12:45 for my good friend Greg Horn. He's always doing Hope Is Here. And I'm Greg Williams with co-host Adia Wishner, and you are listening to The Authority of Love. Thank you. Happy Easter, and God bless in Christ.
God bless.